Here's a thought about pixels per inch in the sky. In the last commentary, I was talking about how I'm doing more and more three-image panos and stitching them together to make some larger images when I need to. Well, let's have some fun, I thought, and take this to an extreme. So when I was down on Capitol Reef a couple of years ago, I did a 12-image panorama that stitched together beautifully, and it prints out to a 6.5-foot print. It's all kinds of fun. I haven't really displayed it anywhere because I haven't figured out how to get it matted and framed without spending a fortune. But it is fun to unroll it and look at it, and I've showed it to a lot of people who have come visiting. Anyway, the problem with this image, however, was not the resolution. That worked. The pano stitch worked great. The problem was that the sky was basically just bland blue sky. Just didn't work at all. So I decided to paste in Photoshop, a fake sky from another image that was not a pano. It was just a single exposure, but it was a beautiful sky, and I simply stretched it way out so that it would fit this 6.5-foot print. Well, it's sky with some clouds, and that means there's not much detail. It's got tones and it's got textures, and when I up-resed it, I was able to take care of any JPEG artifacts. But without detail, you'd never know. As a matter of fact, it prints beautifully. The lower half of the image, which is land, prints at 300 ppi, but the upper, well, not third, the upper quarter, that is the sky with a little wispy cloud in it, is the equivalent of a 60 pixel per inch print. It looks fantastic. It looks exactly like the one below because there is no detail in the sky. You could never get away with a 60 pixel per inch image if you were trying to show detail, trees or soil or leaves or whatever. But in a bland sky with just some wispy clouds, it worked perfectly. I would have never guessed that. So there's a relationship between the high-frequency detail in an image and the required pixels per inch. And if you're replacing a sky in a large image, don't worry that it's not going to be 300 pixels per inch or 360 pixels per inch or whatever it is that you print with. 60 pixels per inch looked just fine. Amazing.